En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo. Today we have a break where we don't have a specific feast day, so choosing one for in particular from the Roman Martyrology, and actually it was the feast that we celebrated on Saturday. Which feast would that have been? Santa Teresa del Niño Jesús. Saint Teresa of Lisieux. Saint Teresa of Lisieux is this great saint who put her full trust and confidence in God as a little child, focusing always upon the face of Christ. Remember, the face of Christ is that beautiful devotion which was given to us that we might always have our face focused upon our Lord, that we might have the strength to endure all the sufferings that we have, to look upon that face which suffered so much for us and loves us, to be caught up in the beauty of that gaze. That's what our prayer lives are supposed to be. That's what it's supposed to feel like every time we come into adoration to spend time with the Lord. And so St. Therese of Lisieux wanted to mark her very self by taking on that as one of her names, one of the devotions which she indeed took on. It's what you and I always do the day before we enter into the season of Lent, beginning with Ash Wednesday, the Wednesday of Cinesa. St. Paul is struggling in the Galatians. What does he say at the very beginning that you heard it spoken by Margarita when she did the lesson for today? St. Paul says, I'm amazed that you so quickly have left the gospel which was preached to you for another gospel, as if there were another gospel that could even exist. There are some who are disturbing you and wish to pervert the gospel of Christ. And what does he say next? He says, even if another angel of God were to come to you and preach to you some other gospel, don't believe it. Don't put any trust in it. If it's different than what we have given you, he says in strong words, let that person be accursed. Let that being be accursed who would preach to you another gospel. For if anyone gives you a different gospel than that, let him be accursed. There are lots of strange things that are going on right now. Lots of strange words and strange teachings that are coming about, some of them even from within the church, sadly. St. Paul is not just speaking for the first century, speaking for now. And so in the same way, if it in any way contradicts the gospel which was preached by St. Paul, which was preached by the apostles, well, then that's the reality that's going on. They are accursed, and so shall be their teaching and all who sadly follow it. The gospel is one. It does not change. It does not evolve over time. It doesn't take on new aspects of it not contained with it in the first place. And so when you hear these things, what you and I should do is not allow ourselves to be disturbed. Don't be disturbed by them. Don't be disturbed by anything that comes up which is new in that way, because there can be nothing new. God gave us everything in his very person, who is the Word, Jesus Christ. And so there's nothing that should come up to disturb you and me. And so when you hear these things and you hear these changes and you hear of this revolution which is going on, cast it aside. Stick what you know to be true. Stick which the church has always proposed since the very beginning, and you will remain true. Things come and things go, and heretics come and heretics go. You stay with Christ. You stay with Christ. Always stay with Christ. If St. Paul wanted to be successful in the world's eyes, the easiest thing for him in the world to do would be to pervert the teaching of Christ. That's what he says in the next sentences. He says, am I trying to curry favor with men, or am I trying to serve God? Am I seeking to please people? Because if I was trying to be seeking the praise of people, then I wouldn't be a slave of Jesus Christ. That's the reason why we go forward. As priests, as religious, as those who are following God, it's not because we want to curry favor with people. The easiest thing the hardest thing in the world would be to preach the gospel and somehow think that other people would like it. Most of the time, Catholics don't even like it when we speak the truth. But we serve Christ himself. Serve Christ himself. And so we can't change a single thing that is contained within his gospel, nor should we even desire to do so. Because the gospel that I would come up with, gospel that the United Nations would come up with, gospel that any legislative body would come up with, would not be a gospel that saves. And that's what we're seeking. The salvation which is founded upon the word of Christ, which, as the scriptures say, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise be Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Cristo nos da este parábolo para hablar de su corazón, para que veamos cómo Dios es misericordioso con nosotros, nos muestra una imagen práctica de su compasión por nosotros. Cada uno de nosotros está roto y golpeado por el mundo. Todos los dones espirituales que son nuestras posesiones nos han sido arrobiados por nuestros pecados. Estamos abandonados por aquellas personas que creíamos que iban a ser nuestra fuerza, pero no pueden hacer nada por nosotros. A menudo están tan preocupados por sus días que no piensan en acercarse a nosotros y nuestros sufrimientos. Los que hacen malos, pero nos dan por muertos, desfigurados hasta lo irreconocible. ¿Quién es el que viene a ayudar? Es la persona que menos esperamos. Alguien a quien hemos estado evitado, alguien que nuestras acciones pecaminosas muestran que tratamos como un enemigo, es Jesús, nuestro Dios. Él agota perfectamente todo lo que tiene y más para devolvernos la salud. Nos recuerda nuestra dignidad. No existe reconocimiento por su ayuda. Nos deja que nos demos cuenta de su regalo mientras mejoramos constantemente gracias a su generosidad. Nuestra alma debería estremecerse con este conocimiento. Como comenta Santa Faustina Kowalska, ese dice: al ver la divina misericordia de Dios, oh tesoro inagotable de pureza de intención que hace que todas nuestras acciones sean perfectas y tan agradables a Dios. Oh Dios, tú sabes lo débil que soy. Por lo tanto, acompáñame siempre. Guía mis acciones y todo mi ser. Tú que eres mi mejor maestro. En verdad, Jesús, me asustó cuando miro mi propia miseria, pero al mismo tiempo me tranquiliza tu insondable misericordia que supera mi miseria en la mitad de toda la eternidad. Esta disposición del alma me reviste de tu poder. Oh, alegría que brota del conocimiento de uno mismo. Oh, verdad inmutable, tu constancia es eterna. Oh, Dios, verdad eterna, fortalece mis débiles fuerzas. Todo lo puedes, Señor. Sé que sin ti todos mis esfuerzos son vanos. Oh Dios, No te escondes de mí, porque no puedo vivir sin ti. Escucha mi clamor de mi alma. Tu misericordia no se ha agotado, Señor. Señor, así que apiádate de mi misericordia. Así que piédate de mi miseria. Tu misericordia sobrepasa el entendimiento de todos los ángeles y de todos los hombres juntos. Pero eso, aunque me parece que no me escuchas, pongo mi confianza en el océano de tu misericordia y sé que mi esperanza no será engañada. Deja que Santa Faustina, a la divina misericordia, sea también nuestra reacción a la divina misericordia del Señor Jesús para nosotros. En el nombre del Padre, y del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo. Amén.